Now to another nation suffering instability and violence. In recent months, at least 1 million black Africans in western Sudan have been displaced and murdered by Arab militants. They're known as the Janjaweed. The UN is calling the situation in the province of Darfur the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Others call it genocide. Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Sudan talking to the Sudanese government. International agencies accuse it of complicity in the Darfur crime. Joining us from Khartoum, Sudan, is Jill McGivering. She's with the BBC. She covers the State Department, and she's with Secretary Powell there. Jill, you've attended a news conference with Secretary Powell. What has he said?
Well, we've basically just come back from a visit with the secretary to one of the camps up in the Darfur region, so he could see for himself what happened. On the way back, he came and had a chat to us, and he was basically saying that he recognised that the situation in the camp that was chosen for us to go and visit wasn't one of the worst. He was saying it's considered one of the better camps, but he was also saying, even so, camps are not the solution. And he was emphasising again, as he has throughout this short visit in Sudan, that he thinks the solution has to be the resolution of the security situation.
The word that people use to describe, or some use to describe this situation, is genocide. The State Department's not used that word because it's politically charged. It means the UN and the US would have to do certain things. Did Mr. Powell use that word or disavow that word?
Well, we asked him, was this genocide? And basically, he keeps saying, look, that is a legal definition. The lawyers are looking at it and they're looking at the various conditions. But that is a very precise legal term. And right at the moment, no, we're not saying that we're ruling out the possibility of calling this genocide at some point. But certainly at the moment, we don't have all the criteria that need to go together for this to be genocide. But he was also kind of saying, look, whatever we call it, is that really the point? The point is, this is a catastrophe. And that's a word he's used many times in the last couple of days. He also talks about the urgency of the situation. We have a rainy season just starting now in the Darfur region, an estimated 1.2 million people who've been displaced by the fighting, many of them in these rather makeshift camps. With the rains coming, they're much more at risk of disease, and there's a lot of trouble of aid agencies getting through to try and support them. So he was saying the issue is to get this sorted out, to improve the situation and get people home, and let's worry later about what we call it.
Sudan's foreign minister, Mustafa Osman Ismail, yesterday told reporters maybe there are problems in Darfur, but there's no famine, no malnutrition, no disease. He said that with Secretary Powell standing by his side. So what does Mr. Powell conclude, having actually been to this camp in the region?
Well, clearly they have a difference in position. And in fact, as one senior U.S. State Department official said it, basically he said they're in a state of denial. He's saying that there is a big gap between what the Sudanese authorities are saying and what we're hearing from other places and what we believe to be the case.
The Secretary General of the U.N., Kofi Annan, is in Sudan today as well. Is he meeting with Mr. Powell, and what is his mission?
We understand that they are meeting right at the moment. Basically, Mr. Powell has just got back to Khartoum from his visit to the camp, and very shortly he'll be getting back on the plane and heading off away from Sudan again. So they're having a short meeting, and certainly the impression we get is that Mr. Powell is really going to be pushing home the message that he's been re-emphasising all through the last couple of days, saying this is something that is a crisis, it's a catastrophe, we have to press the Sudanese government, and also, of course, there are threats involved. He has been saying to them, look, you really do have to act and act quickly to save lives on this issue, and if you don't, there may be consequences.
When you say consequences, do you mean a cut in U.S. aid or something more drastic?
Well, he's been quite cautious about telling us exactly what they're threatening. Clearly they're using whatever pressure they feel will be effective. One of those issues could be the possibility of a tougher UN Security Council resolution. That might be something the US favours, so they're being cautious at this point about coming out with exactly what measures they would take. The US, of course, already has considerable wide-ranging sanctions against Sudan.
The BBC's Jill McGivering in Khartoum, Sudan. Jill, thank you.
Thank you.